This week's mailbag comes to us from Heather from Facebook. I did a thing. Planner day was phenomenal, Lisa. Taking care of myself was at the forefront of my mind. So, after years away, here I sit at a WW meeting taking time for myself. I can't believe I'm tackling this with my first round of the 100-day home organization program, but I can do it. Thank you so much, Heather.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? We would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. I have often shared with you that decluttering leads to organization, leads to increased productivity. It is a cycle that goes round and round and round. You declutter, then you get organized, then you increase productivity. I've also shared with you that you need to go through a space three times in order to achieve maximum productivity or to get all the way through the cycle. The first time through, you'll spend the bulk of your time decluttering, a little organizing, maybe even no increase in productivity. The second time through, you'll probably declutter half the time, organize a little less than half the time, and start to reap the benefits of increased productivity. And then the third time through a space, you'll spend very little time decluttering, still half or more time organizing, and then the bulk of your time in increased productivity. As we go through this cycle, as you go through your house over and over and over again, or even just think about sitting down to your desk and you have to go through email, you go through the exact same cycle. The first thing you do is open up your email, declutter as much as possible. What's just junk? What can you get out of there? Then you kind of glance at all the titles and kind of organize your time. If you have only 10 or 15 minutes, you might look to see, are there any important emails that need your attention right now? Or what can wait until later? Maybe it's been a while since you've sat down and done this at your email and you've carved out a good 90 minutes and you're like, you know what? I'm just going to knock these out, but I want to knock out the ones that are easiest first. So I'm going to set my timer for 20 minutes and knock out as many as I possibly can and then dive into the harder emails. So you're decluttering, organizing, and increasing your productivity every time you do every single thing that you do. Along the way, in organizing your house, your organization looks different in each space, in each time of year that you organize, depending on how much time you've been organizing. And you will ask me questions on social media, in the 100-day group, just all over the place. And over the last couple of months, I've been saving some of these questions so that I could answer them in the category of decluttering, organizing, or increasing productivity. And these podcasts are going to be shorter. They won't be an hour long. They might only be 15, 20 minutes. But I want them to be very specific based on what area that we're getting done. All right, today we're going to be talking about increasing productivity, which often in home organization looks like maintenance. And I've talked before about how this word maintenance, it's really not a good word for where you are after you've been through the 100-day program a couple of times or once you've decluttered and organized. I don't know if maintenance is the right word, increasing productivity. Really, it's about habits, daily habits, and how you just live a more organized life. You just do these things automatically and you don't really think about them. One thing I will say is that I no longer go through the 100-day program every single day and do every single task that is in there for every single day. But I do go through my entire house three times a year. I just can get through my entire house usually in a week or so. So it will happen right around Labor Day. It will happen around the first week of the new year. And then it will happen around Mother's Day where I will just be like, I can't stay in this house anymore. I literally can't stay in this house anymore. I have got to clean and organize the entire thing. And I can do it almost in a weekend. I can go room by room. I go through, I scan for trash. I look for anything that needs to be decluttered. I reorganize whatever drawers are in there or look at the clothing and reorganize that. And then I move on to the next room. And I can literally get that done in like a week's time. I usually spend about 4 days over the course of a 7 or 8 day week. And I will just knock it out. Because we've lived in the same house for 24 years and I've been through the 100-day program, I can't even tell you how many times. So that's what maintenance looks like for me. Doesn't mean that I never have to declutter and organize. It just means that about 3 times a year, I deep dive into everything. Now, the only thing that usually doesn't get hit during that time is my closet. My closet is its own thing and I definitely deep dive into that about twice a year, usually around October. And then again, around February, I go through and I spend a day just reorganizing, looking at what I have, making a list of what I want to get in the next season, getting rid of a few items that no longer fit or are useful to me. So this idea of maintenance, often though, when you ask me questions, almost always involves cleaning and those kind of routines. So let's get into your questions. Sarah says, daily maintenance. What tasks get done daily? When during the day do you fit them in? So organization, the home organization program, is about all the stuff that you have in your house, keeping what you want, having a place for it, and putting it away. So for me, what daily and weekly maintenance looks like from organization is when I leave my desk at the end of the day, I clear off my desk, I write my note card for the next day, I put everything away, I empty my trash, I make sure anything that I printed on the printer gets put in the right slash pocket. That's what maintenance looks like in my office. What maintenance looks like in my car, like after I've been out and I've had an errand day or I've had a lot of meetings that day, when I get home, I bring my purse in, I make sure there are no receipts or any notes to myself in my purse. I take those out and I put them in the Sunday basket or I put them in my office. I clean out, you know, any drinks or fast food or things that any trash in the car, I take that and I empty out the trash every day. I bring in any packages or things that I've collected along the way. I put away prescriptions, I put away dry cleaning, I put away any purchases. And I totally clean out my car, so it's always ready to go. My car is almost always cleaned out and ready to go, mostly because my kids have their own cars now. It's amazing. It's awesome. Didn't used to be that way. The other thing I will do that is maintenance is on Sunday when I'm doing my Sunday basket and I'm looking at what's coming up this week, I will go on Sunday and I will put things in the car, like my yoga mat or my gym bag will go in there, or if I'm going to meet with somebody, any binders or catalogs that I need to show them will be in there. If I'm going over to the office, anything that I have that needs to go over to the office will go in the trunk on Sunday night, even if I'm not going there until Friday, because my trunk is my car closet, so that's just where I put those things. Maintenance for me in the kitchen, I do not do it every day. Here's the thing. I live with humans who make messes all the time. I used to try to clean up the kitchen every day, gave me migraines. I decided to just spend more time in my bedroom and outside, works fine. So for me, about every 2 or 3 days, I won't be able to stand it anymore. I'll turn on the hot water. I will wash the dishes. I will put the dishes away. I will clean off all the counters. I will wipe them down and I will put away anything that I've been leaving on my area of the kitchen counter, which is a lot of things. I leave a lot of things on my area in the kitchen counter. Maintenance for me in the laundry room looks like it's usually a hot mess. My kids do their own laundry now, which is part of why I put that off for so long, because it's a hot mess. Our laundry room tends to be where we put things that need to go somewhere else if they're not already in the car to go somewhere else. Like, you know, if I'm taking something home to my sister 4 months from now, or something needs to be returned, but I'm not returning it this week, or something needs to be altered, or something needs to be donated. All those things tend to end up in my laundry room. And I don't know, every couple of weeks, I tend to go in there and make decisions on everything and move those out. So that is what daily and weekly maintenance looks like to me. But what I think the real question is that people are usually asking me is, when do you get done household-related tasks that are not organization-related, like dishes, laundry, grocery shopping, cooking, all of those things? Those are not my area of expertise. And there are many bloggers and podcasters that will help you with a cleaning routine, a childcare routine. You know, I hired somebody to clean. I have, for 20 years, I have had people clean my house and not clean my house. I definitely love it when people clean my house. It saves me so much time. So I do not have a cleaning routine. However, if you're in the 100-day program, in the back of the planner, we have a weekly and a daily, weekly, and monthly cleaning routine because it is the number one thing that you have asked us for. Now, as far as I'm concerned, for organization purposes, the best way to increase productivity is to have monthly household checklists. So again, inside of the planner, we have my monthly household checklist is inside of your planner, which includes things like washing the dog bowls, changing the furnace filter, setting your budget for next month, those kind of things. Things that you do once a month that I tend to forget. I do see those as home organization and productivity things because they're not like, they're not daily cleaning or, you know, daily feeding and caring for your family. They're the things that are related to your house. So when I think of organizing, I kind of think of my house as a person. So what does my house need as a person? My house needs to be decluttered. It needs to be organized. It needs to have fresh paint. It needs to be maintained. It needs to have its furnace filter checked. But when I think about the people in my house, the people in my house need cleaning and laundry done and dishes done and homework checked and groceries purchased and food prepped. They're for the people in my house. And that's going to change for every single family, depending on your phase of life, what your job is like, where you live, if you're in an apartment or in a house. So my advice usually is related to the physicalness of your house and will be applicable for any woman anywhere in the world. It's kind of my philosophy. If you are 87 in an apartment, you know, in New York, or if you are 22, you know, living in a condo in Hawaii, your house is going to need to be organized the way I'm talking about it. But your cleaning and your food and your dishes and your parenting is all going to be very different. And so I tend to not talk about that. Okay, another way that you're going to increase productivity is people have asked for weekly decluttering tips. So I don't really have weekly decluttering tips, but here's what I know, that once you've decluttered and you've organized your house and you feel it's in a really good place, you don't actually have to be told to go into every single place and declutter it anymore. You will just notice when things are ready to go. Like, for example, I was in my closet the other day and I was picking out my clothes for the week, which is something I'm working on more and more, like really picking out what my five outfits for the week are going to be on Sunday. And as I was going through my clothes, and I don't have a lot of clothes, I was flipping through and I was like, okay, let me look at every shirt I have. And I think for summer, I have 15, which isn't no shirts, but it's not a lot. I mean, I don't have a lot of clothing. And I was going through, there were two that I purchased last year. I wore one once and I wore the other one like three or four times. It's really cute, but it just doesn't look, neither of them really look great on me and I don't feel great in them. And I decluttered them right there. So now I'm down to 13 shirts. And at the time of this recording, it's like the beginning of July. So I have a whole lot of summer left to go and I just got rid of two out of 15 shirts. But here's the thing, I was never gonna wear those. I wasn't going to wear those shirts. And I do that all the time. I open a drawer, I go, oh, that thing's broken, it's goner. Why do we, you know, I thought we needed this, but we don't. I am constantly finding things and decluttering them. And the key to continually decluttering your house is to have a place for those donations to go. So we have a box in the laundry room that donations go in, and then when it's full, I just take it to Goodwill. So those two shirts went straight into the laundry room, and they'll sit there until it's time to do the next decluttering. Another thing that was not on my list, but I wanted to talk to you about increasing productivity. Increasing productivity is about now, when you are organized, when you have decluttered and you are now organized, what you have is more time. And what you tend to do with the time that you have, if you're not careful, is over-organize, reorganize things that were already organized, redecorate things that were already decorated, because you're not used to having this time and it's very uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable to have gone, if you're still overwhelmed, you're like, you're crazy. I would love to feel this uncomfortable feeling you talk about. Well, you will. When you go from being overwhelmed without enough time and so much to do to having time, it is weird. It is so weird. And you feel like you're forgetting something and you should be doing something different, or maybe I should go back to cooking from scratch even though I don't cook. Maybe I should cancel my cleaning lady and clean my own house, which is not the right answer, by the way. We tend to go back what is familiar, what has been modeled for us, what do we know to be true? And so if I go back into my 20s, I was cooking from scratch. I was cleaning the house. I was doing all those things. And so now in my mid-40s, I'm like, what am I supposed to be doing with my time? Should I read another book? How many puzzles can I do? I mean, I could do a lot, but is that a good use of my time? Am I allowed to use my time this way? Maybe I should be helping somebody else with my time, because you are not used to having time. And with this extra time, you have to figure out what to do. And we are so used to productivity, meaning that we can get more done in less time so that we can use that time to get more done. What if you get more done in less time and then you just have time, right? You've been trying up until this point to get organized and declutter and increase your productivity so that you have more time to declutter and organize and increase your productivity. And now what I'm telling you is you're done. Now you have the time. And that's awkward and it's hard. And you have to sit with, what am I going to do with my time if I am not doing laundry, dishes, taking care of children, going to work, cleaning this house? What do I do with my time? What is the thing that I was uniquely created to do that only I could do? Should I volunteer? Should I read another book? Should I find the love of my life? Should I travel? Should I start a business? Like, what is the thing that you want to do? And part of increasing productivity is learning to just sit with that awkwardness and try things out. Like, you see me, I'm trying yoga. I'm trying running. I'm trying all kinds of things to figure out what I want to do with the rest of my life. And that's okay. And you could say, well, you could put more time into Organize 365. I do put a lot of time into Organize 365. And I do put a lot of time into my kids. And I do put a lot of time into my house and my marriage. There's still more time. It's amazing. There's still more time. There's time to do all those things that you want to do once you're through the decluttering and organizing phase. One last thing before I leave you is that somewhere along the way, something is going to happen. Some unexpected event is going to happen, and you are going to get thrust back into chaos and back into needing to declutter and organize. Now, here's the good news. You're going to be able to do it faster now, because now you have the skill and you've learned how to organize, so you'll be able to do it faster. But it isn't like you end up being productive and organized and then you never go back into those disorganized times. So just be aware that that might happen in the future. All right, I hope you liked these Q&A sessions we've done this month. If you're thinking about joining the 100-day program, we would love to have you. Day one is on Labor Day in September. Talk to you guys soon.